What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. Hi, it's the REI Marketing Weekly, and I am your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video, and welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for jumping on, and man, we got an exciting one for you today. This is going to be a very high energy show, so you guys better buckle up if you're in the car right now. Make sure that you are strapped in, ready to lock and load, because I have got an awesome guest, Ryan Roddy Garcia-Lazo, and I did not screw that up, Ryan. So I know that Ryan has been around the block. We were talking before we jumped on the show here, and man, this guy puts out some insane content out on social media, like Facebook primarily, and that's where I see him a lot. We're friends on Facebook, and man, like the stuff that he puts out is just keeping it real. And you guys know that if you've listened to the show at all, like I'm all about keeping it real. The people that I get on the show here, they're not gurus. They're not people that have done one deal and then they talk about that. And then, you know, these are people that have been in the biz for a very long time and actually they're practitioners of what they preach about. So Ryan, I know he mentioned you've been in the business for about 15 years or so.
Correct.
And so this guy is just a monster. I'm excited to have him on the show. Ryan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I know we've gone back and forth a couple times to get you on the show. So finally you made it happen. We're both settled in. We're good. Let's do it. All right, cool.
Let's go. What do you want to do? What you want to do?
Yeah. So before we get into it, guys, I am going to have Ryan introduce himself here in just a second. But if you have not already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. We do have a newsletter. So if you go to reimarketingweekly.com, you're going to get a lot more information, a lot more content on the newsletter. It goes out every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. I give a tip for the week. We have the interviews here as well. And then also some market updates, so marketing type updates. So if Facebook changes something in the algorithms or the way you get organic reach on Google My Business or whatever, you're going to hear about that on the newsletter. So make sure you sign up, reimarketingweekly.com. You can also get the show notes for the show as well there.
You hear that? That's called a Marketing 101 plug.
That's right. That's right. I got another one coming. All right. So, and then also, if you guys haven't already, make sure you have checked out REI.video. REI.video is a platform where you could shoot your own video content, whether it's on your phone, camera, or whatever, Zoom, doesn't matter. Send us over the raw footage. We'll get it produced and edited for you in any way, shape, or form. You can add captions. You can add special effects. You can add music, little video wrappers, anything that you want on the video, send that over 48-hour turnaround time and unlimited revision so you get exactly what you're looking for. So one more time, rei.video. Make sure you go check it out and use coupon code FIRSTVID at checkout for 50% off your first video. Just try it out, guys. It's awesome. This thing is launching significantly faster than I thought it was going to. So we've had to add on some producers. So it's been good. rei.video. Go check it out. All right. So let's go ahead and jump into it, Ryan. Man, I'm excited to have you on the show. It's going to be a good show.
I appreciate you having me.
So do me a favor for the people that don't know who you are. Introduce yourself. So who you are, what you do. Give us the origin story of Roddy.
Oh, man. So, you know, first off, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate that. The reality is, man, we've been doing this for a number of years. And one of the things we did early on, you know, my name is Ryan. Everybody calls me Roddy in the game. You know, I own Rottweilers. I had Rottweilers. I got a big mural of my Rottweiler on that wall. But, you know, a lot of people always ask, you know, and we'll talk about that during the show, but a lot of people ask like, how that originated. And it actually originated from clients calling me that. Our logo was always a Rottweiler, but I never thought of the idea of being called Roddy. It was one of my clients in Detroit that's like, he had another guy named Ryan in his office. He goes, no. He goes, you're Roddy. He's Ryan. I'm like, but I'm Ryan. He's like, no, you're Roddy. He's Ryan because my Ryan's nice and you're not. And I'm like, I like that. Okay. We can roll with that. So that's kind of how that originated years ago. But the idea is, you know, I've been flipping houses since shit, man. The last recession was money for us. I'll put it to you that way. I mean, we probably did 200-300 flips for the hedge funds in under 3 years. But we've been, that's our forte. I was a contractor for a very long time and we were running crews all over Chicago and in multiple states, multiple cities, started in the Midwest, brought it down to Florida. And we really own that space. And one of the things I noticed is I always thought that HDTV and DIY was full of shit, and they still are. So I said, you know what I want to do? I want to start doing the daily videos inside these flips so investors really know what's going on. Because when I was the contractor, and every investor listening to this is going to nod their head, I knew they didn't know what the hell they were doing. I don't know where the hell they came from. I don't know what the hell they were doing, but they weren't doing anything profitable. I was making money. They weren't making money. That's their problem, not mine, right? At that time in my career. So I'm like, I'm going to record this shit because these fools think they're going to come in from fortune builders and all these places, and they're going to come in here and tell me like how to flip. Okay. Bring out your checklist. Do your little whatever the hell you're going to do. And I'm going to tell you the reality of what it costs. But go ahead. And I wanted to showcase that. And in doing so, you get very comfortable with being in front of the camera. And with doing so, you get more strategic with angles. And in doing so, you get more conscious of the content. Because I think a lot of people miss, like on social media, they think all the hearts and the likes and all that shit's what matters. It doesn't matter. It's about the viewership. It's what you don't see that matters, right?
We call that vanity metrics in the game here. Like that's vanity metrics. That's not actual ROI on what you're trying to achieve goal-wise with content. Because content marketing, like what you're talking about, it's marketing. Right. It's still marketing. Right. It's not just like social media awareness and that kind of thing. It still falls in the category of marketing. So you got to get results.
Yeah, man. 100%. So we started off doing hundreds of flips and then we got really savvy with the technology in terms of how we want to be filmed. Then we started hiring production crews to follow us. Then, you know, HGTV actually came out and filmed us. And then DIY came out and filmed us. And you learn a lot by their positioning, their questions, their strategies, their setup, if you will. Some of the shit I thought was bullshit. But at the end of the day, I was kind of like, okay, I'm picking up. And I've always been that guy. The reason why I'm sitting here today with everything I have is because I learn from every single person that comes into my world. I'm going to learn something from you today. I guarantee it. It may not be like immediate, but I'll probably think about you tomorrow and be like, he said something that resonated, right?
Yeah.
You have to be open-minded and you have to be self-conscious. And most importantly, you have to be confident. Even if you are self-doubting yourself, even if you do have insecurities, you have to showcase that. If you choose to get in front of the camera, that shit, you're an actor. Right? To a certain degree, you got to put that shit away. Because if you look nervous, your audience will sense that. Yep. If you feel uncomfortable, your audience will sense that. So in from going from contractor to project manager to consultant to trainer, you know, we're doing boot camps. I'm in front of the stage. I'm talking to hundreds of people. I'm traveling. I've got cameras following. We've been on TV before. We've been on TV shows before. You start getting a backbone for that. And then what happens is you start learning that it's all about, like you said, It's all about content marketing consistently, but the idea of really positioning your brand. So we took Roddy and made Roddy a brand. And I say this all the time because I'm extremely transparent, whether you like it or not. And I say, if you want to understand how some of these brand geniuses are developed, listen to Deion Sanders' Hall of Fame speech. He literally breaks down who Primetime was and who Deion Sanders is.
Yep.
And they're two distinct different people. And he says, Primetime gets me paid. Prime Time was built so that my mother never had to scrub floors again, right? Deion Sanders pays the bills. He's a dad. He's a husband. He's an athlete. He's an everyday jokester that makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I actually put a post up last week exactly saying that when I was in Florida with my wife. I said, listen, you guys got to understand the difference of what we created here. Roddy is who you want to do business with. Ryan's who you want to be friends with. Big difference, because Roddy's going to get you to the end. Roddy's going to get you, make you profitable. Roddy's going to, you know, show you the promised land and help your business grow. But Ryan's going to shake your hand and say, bro, it's okay. You're going to be all right. We're going to figure this out, right? So understanding your position, I'm a big believer that you, what gets you here won't get you there. And I got myself to a certain point, and then I brought on a brand manager. Her name is Millie, and she's outstanding. And she was able to take what we created, and she helps it. Now she sharpens it, and she helps that evolve more. So, for example, everybody in the game knows I'll say whatever I want to say because I can, because that's Roddy, right? Yeah. I built that. So I have a lot more freedom to say what I want to say because of that. And being from the contractor space, I do have that freedom to say what I want to say, because who's going to challenge that, right? I'm not one of 10,000 wholesalers. Yeah. I'm not one of a million flippers and rehabbers. I'm the rehab guy in the country that came from construction, right? So I have a lot of, and I, again, I know that shit. So I have a lot of leverage with that. And I know how to use that to my advantage. That's business 101. But my brand manager, it's hilarious because she, you know, there's times I want to talk shit. I'm like, who's this guy? Like, why is this fool trying to be a guru, but he's always talking politics, or he's talking religion, or he's talking whatever, racism, or he's talking riots. It's like, dude, maybe you shouldn't say anything. Maybe you should just shut up, because I don't see that helping your brand. Actually, I think it's going to hurt your brand. Yeah. And I've learned a lot of that from my brand manager, because I want to say some shit. And she's like, no.
So let's park on this, because this is, I love the direction you're going. Okay. And this is not just for, like, let's be
clear. Yeah, stop me anytime, dude. Stop me anytime.
So let's be clear, guys. Like, this is not just for somebody that's an influencer, right? So somebody that is putting out content like in the education space. This goes for anybody. I don't care if you're Max Buys Houses or Lucy Buys Homes. Like, it doesn't matter. If you're like the forefront, if you're the CEO, you're the owner, whatever you want to call yourself of the business, you are a big part of that brand and representing that brand, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
If you go out and just like treat people wrong, even on appointments. Like, if you go on an appointment and you start talking politics with a seller and maybe you find out that you disagree, like, that could be a really big resistance point that you probably shouldn't have got yourself into. Like, that was completely unnecessary. So understanding that, it's not that you don't want to be who you are, like that whole shenanigans, but you got to remember that you are a brand, like whoever you are. It's the whole scenario that
to jump on that, which I think is excellent, Josh, is this conversation is for like anybody, no matter who you are, stature, influence, not influence, beginner, season, middle. You have to understand how you're being perceived when you get in front of a camera, or even when you're not in front of a camera, when you start typing away, when you start going on social media and you start putting your content out or whatever the hell you're gonna do, or post even a picture or post or share somebody else's stuff. You have to be very conscientious about your positioning, because you might position yourself into a corner and all of a sudden the phone stops ringing. All of a sudden the emails stop coming. All of a sudden
you just created enemies bottom line that you didn't have to. You didn't have to create these enemies just because you wanted to open your mouth. Like, you keep it locked away. Like, you got to compartmentalize when it comes to your opinions, right? Because everybody wants to put their opinions out there. But you have to remember, at the end of the day, you run your business and you are a brand, whether you like it or not. Like, you as a human being, you're a brand. And so, like, that's, I love that direction you're going in, because, and I want to stop you there, because that's something that a lot of people don't understand. And it's not just like, I know that, you know, a lot of wholesalers and people that are acquiring houses, they're like, yeah, but it doesn't matter if I put something personal on my personal Facebook page, you know, a seller's not going to go find that.
Yeah, First and foremost, you're building a business.
Yeah.
And if you're building a business, you have to understand who are you? What are you? Right? The who's, what's, when, and why's about you. So if I say, Josh, I want you to do business with me, right? I want you to hire me as your consultant. I have to understand what you see in me.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're going to do your diligence and you're going to go back and you're going to review a lot of my social content. You're going to review shit on Google and you're going to review me, and you're going to sit there and go, oh, this guy seems like either an asshole or whatever it is. And if you don't know how to position yourself with marketing, you're dead in the water.
Yep.
And it's your own fault. But you have to be true to who you are too, right? I respect that. If you truly believe in what you believe in, so be it. But maybe you shouldn't share that at this time. Maybe the current times don't allow for that. You know, I'm not here to judge anybody, because I've been judged and I always will be judged. And I'm okay with that. I have very thick skin for this. I know what I signed up for every time I go on a show or every time I go on social media, which is every single day, 365. So I already know you're going to get 90% love, 10% hate. You're never going to know who's who, and I don't care. My job is to build my business. My job is to put food on the table. And if there's brand recognition with my voice, my look, my videos, then I did my job. And that's all that matters.
Yeah,
I don't want them all. I won't get them all. And I don't need them all.
Yeah, you're not going to please everybody. That's why I tell my clients, you know, when I'm doing the social media management, my team produces the content for the clients that we have.
Yeah.
I always tell them, like, you're never going to please everybody. So you have to just be okay with that. People are going to, they're going to either resist or attract to your personality and the way that you carry yourself on your content. And you could be the kindest person in the world, the person that treats everybody like they're gold. You're still going to have somebody that dislikes you. You're just not going to please everybody. You have to be okay with that.
And jealousy and envy comes with that as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Some people are going to like you because they actually like you.
Yeah.
And they're like, God, this
so along the lines, what I always tell people is focus on the people that give you love. Stop focusing on the people that give you hate, right? Like, who cares about these guys? You know, like, I hate the term when people say do it for the haters, because I think that that is completely misdirected in your motivation. Because when you get to the end of that and you've pleased you've done it for the haters and you prove them wrong, was that really an achievement that you wanted to go after in your life and spend your time on? Right.
But I agree. But so let's take a look where I'm at, right? Mm-hmm. On my way up, there was a point in my career where I was saying right back to the haters, because that's part of your evolution.
Sure.
When you understand where you get to a certain level, that's when you become like, and I'm a rare commodity. I really am at the top of the pinnacle of rehabbing. But it took 15 years to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know where I'm at now, so I don't have to do the hater thing.
Sure.
That was years ago. So I think on your way up, I think your marketing strategies do change as you mature, as you evolve. And that's kind of the growth of marketing, is as you build your brand. And if somebody takes the time to look back at your career and they literally go back to like the first day you signed up on Facebook, you know, and they follow all you, they will watch evolution.
Yeah.
Just literally year after year after year of serious evolution. And then you can sit there and go, man, I respect that, because this dude, he started at the bottom.
He's grown. Yeah. He's gotten to where he is with hard work. He's grown. He's evolved over time. Totally understand. So let's talk about, okay, so you talk about the evolution of marketing. What are some things that you're doing today in your marketing for the business, besides, you know, brand development and building that brand and that representation? What are some things that you're doing marketing-wise? I know we're in some weird times right now, right? So we're recording this episode in the middle of July, right? So we're still, I don't know. I don't know where this COVID thing is, and I don't want to talk about just specifically COVID, because this, I don't want to timestamp the show, but like in your marketing today, what are some things that you're doing that is actually getting you results, as opposed to maybe it wasn't months ago or years ago?
No, good. That's a great question. So the reality is, again, the evolvement, right? So as a company, we offer multiple services. So when quote unquote COVID hit, I had to think, all right, so my services are going to slow down naturally, because that clientele is not going to be hot right now. They're going to be cash reserved.
Sure.
So I look at my other services and go, okay, how can I exploit these more? And the marketing remains the same. Nothing there changes, but I have to focus on how do I get that out? So I created Borderline Inappropriate, my live cast show. That came because of COVID. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go live all the time with the people I want to talk about. It's not like anybody else's podcast. It has nothing to do with anything. It's all about entrepreneurship. I'm like, let's just talk real. It's called Borderline Inappropriate. Be you, I be me. Let's talk. And that evolved into something that was pretty incredible. You know, and we did a shit ton of shows. We were doing like 3 a week because we had the time. So I set up my entire studio in my basement. I've got 9-foot ceilings downstairs. All the things that I would bring at boot camp, I'm like, well, sitting in a bag, so I'm gonna set my whole camp up. It was beautiful, right? So the idea with that marketing was stay relevant, stay in the forefront, right? Because people are still going to know what's happening in the rehab game. So I got to stay relevant. I've got to give real information, real data. I got to stay current. I'm watching the news. I'm reading the paper. I'm studying construction. I'm studying real estate investing, real estate, all that stuff. What's happening? How's it working? Then I portray that and convey that on the camera. I portray that and convey that through communications like this, right?
And the positioning on the marketing changed
because I said, okay, again, what got you here, what got you there? I said, okay, we did all these accomplishments up until COVID. Then I started redeveloping some of my strategies during COVID. And I said, one day quarantine is going to be over and I'm going to hit the streets again.
Yeah.
Who's going to hit the streets now? Who's that guy that's going to come out of quarantine? Am I going to be that guy that comes out of quarantine like, oh shit, man, I barely survived that shit? Or am I going to be a leader through COVID and beyond? And I said, I am me. I'm going to be a leader through COVID and beyond. And I'll be honest. I mean, yesterday alone, we did like 40,000 in sales, right?
Awesome.
One day, right? Tell me it's fucking dead. It's not dead.
Awesome.
So the reality is your marketing positions you so you stay relevant. It's brand awareness, right? So when I would say 1920, I was the voice of Ford, right? Because of my voice. I would travel with them on a microphone. And I would host NASCAR events, ESPN sporting events. I'd be out there pushing content. And the idea behind that was beat Ford into their heads so that a year from now, when they're like, I need a new car, they immediately think of Ford.
Yeah.
So my mentality through COVID was beat Roddy and the Rehab Depot into their heads so that when they are ready to start rehabbing, they think, boom, Rehab Depot, boom, Roddy. It worked.
Yeah.
But that strategy. And again, that's not manipulation. That's marketing. That's branding. Yeah. That's positioning. And my brand manager, Millie, was outstanding with that. Her and I would brainstorm. So when you're asking what I was doing different, her and I will go meet once a week. We go throughout Chicago. We shoot a shit ton of content. We have a file, an inventory of videos, inventory of footage, right? We think about before we go, what are we trying to convey in this shoot? Because I'm dressed a certain way, right? It's summertime. So all the new stuff you see on my social media, it's the white pants. It's like a pink shirt. It's summertime. Right? It's not dark anymore. It's not this gloomy COVID spring that we all survived.
Yeah.
It's summertime, man. We're by the beach. We're going to have some fun. Let's get ready, get pumped. Skin's looking good. Hair's looking good. Facial hair's on point, yeah. Right? You're conveying that, right? That's the brand. And then she knows how to position it daily and her copyright is excellent. And oftentimes we collaborate on that copyright where I'll say, hey, you know, I'm feeling something today because I'm an emotional guy. I'm like, I feel something. So I'll text her, right? And I'll say, hey, now copy, paste, and send it to her. And I'll say, here, take something like this. The thought I'm going through today is I want people to realize that they can achieve anything today. Today's that day. And she'll go take what I wrote. She'll position it, edit it, add some more verbiage, put some emotion behind it. And she'll post that with one of our pictures or videos that we filmed 2 weeks prior.
Yeah.
And it comes out as boom. And people think like, damn, you know, like when do they have time to do this? It's a conscious decision to put the time into marketing.
Yeah.
Because without marketing, you have no business. And if you don't think social media, if you think you've got to pay for social media ads, you don't. If you know how to use the free part of social media, which is you and I just posting right now or going live or something like that, you don't understand the value in that. So what I started doing, which was smart, is I took my personal Facebook account and I made it Roddy. And then I basically have like maybe 15% of the people on my Facebook are friends and family. The rest, this is business.
Yeah.
Right. You want to be my friend, call me.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like I'm using that for take for 5,000 friends as business. I filter them out every 2 weeks. We're firing and hiring people, right?
Yeah.
If you're not adding value, you got to go. Don't sit here and watch. You want to watch, go to Instagram.
Yeah.
So I'm big on that. And everybody I consult and everybody I work with, I tell them the same thing. I'm like, guys, be proud of the work you're doing. Post it. But don't post to post. Put some inspiration behind it.
Yeah.
Put some thought behind it. Be creative. Like your posts, okay? For example, I watch your posts. You have the same outline. You have the same copyright. You say a blurb, right? Context, black dot, context, black dot.
Yep.
So you branded yourself. That's the way Josh markets. I like it, right? So if you notice how I market, we do the same thing. We do less emojis, and on the bottom, we have a crown, right? That's the staple. It's either a big black dot or the crown. Why? Because I'm the king in this space. Leave it at that. It's very subtle. You see a crown. So it's how you continue to evolve. And we will continue doing that until maybe that dries up and we go another route.
Yeah.
I will always be on social media.
That's marketing. But that's marketing. Like, it's not going to be there forever. I mean, this has been getting me thinking a lot lately because, you know, I've had some clients in the past ask me to get on, like I'm just going to use it as an example, but like get on like TikTok, right? And I just tell them, you know, I don't think your target demographic's there. And I show them all the numbers and everything. And I'm fine with, like, if a client says, yeah, but I really want to try it. I'll try it. But, you know, I just promise you, you're not going to get results. And then we find out last week that they're talking, and whether it's true or not, they're talking about shutting it down. And so that proves that you can't just put all your eggs in one basket. And I know a lot of people that are big influencers on TikTok, they have no presence anywhere else, right? Right. And so if that shuts down, they're done. They're dead in the water. They don't have a presence anywhere else. And so that gives you the proof of, like, if TikTok shuts down, you have to evolve yourself and change your marketing in some way, shape, or form. Facebook's not going to be around forever. Instagram's not going to be around forever. Who knows if websites are going to be around forever? Like, it sounds ludicrous to say that, but I'm sure back in the 60s and 70s, people were saying it's ludicrous if radio and TV goes away. Look at where we're at today. Like, radio and TV are dropping every single year.
Everything is streaming now across a wire, if you will, an imaginary wire, which is incredible.
Yeah. So you have to keep your pulse on that at all times and figure out, and I'm not telling you to, like, have shiny object syndrome. Something new comes in the works and something's trending, then go after it. But that's what marketing is. It's testing, it's failing, it's succeeding, it's failing, it's failing, it's failing, it's failing, it's failing, it's succeeding. Like, there's a lot of cycles with marketing, and you have to be okay with that.
But there's also, in between the failing and the succeeding, the failing, the failing, and all that shit, there's also that, what the hell did he just post?
Yeah.
Or what? Yep. What? And that comes with the territory. Because you, until you, like I said, you become this butterfly. You come out of the cocoon. You evolve into the who you are set you are going to be.
Yeah.
People won't accept it until you've accepted it. And they'll know that you accepted it. So when I changed my name on Facebook, for example, to Ryan Roddy Garcilaso, people are like, what the hell is this guy doing? I said, don't worry about it. Just keep watching. You don't like it? I don't really give a shit. But I said, keep watching, because I'm evolving. Right? Then you add the crown. Just keep watching. I'm evolving. Then I add other things. Just keep watching. I'm evolving. You don't want to watch? Don't watch. I don't care.
Yeah.
But to your point, I think a lot of business owners, and I'm talking to everybody out there, all the business owners, the reality is most of them come from a 9-to-5, right? They're used to the culture of things being told what to do with the company structure and foundation built around them. They have nothing to do with that, right?
Sure.
And they go into, like, for my example, for, like, real estate investments. And they're so hell-bent, as they should be, on learning how to invest. How do I acquire a property? How do I look at a property? How do I make a deal? You know, how much money do I put in that? And blah, 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 blah. Then I've watched this pattern over and over and over again. It's the newbies that struggle to find properties. It's the seasoned guys that struggle to rehab. And it's the bigger companies that have no marketing presence. It's the most amazing progression of business. And it's actually refreshing when I'll go consult a company who's doing 200, 250 flips a year. And we fixed their rehab problem. And I'm like, you know, just throwing it out there, you know, your marketing could be a lot better, bro. I go, for the volume you're doing, you should be a monster. You should be a presence. And I ask them, I'm like, are you good with social media? Are you good with technology? Do you not like being in front of a camera? And I literally just kind of, like, ask them basic questions. And usually it's all the above. I'm not really on Facebook. My administrator is, or my wife is. And you know, I'm not really comfortable in front of a camera. And I'm like, I'm not saying be in front of a camera. You can put anybody you want in front of a camera to represent you. I said, but don't you think that, you know, if you're doing $13 million a year and you're trying to buy more homes, don't you think you should get out there more? Like, put yourself out there somehow, some way. I think, marketing to me has become actually my number one priority.
Yeah.
So everybody, first time I've ever said it, this is my number one priority is marketing. And I market daily in some form or fashion so that I feel I did my job.
Yeah. And so everything that you're saying too, I put this post out 2 days ago, and it says the most effective way to build a brand is content marketing, right? So, like, that's the post right there. If you go follow me on Instagram and see if it can focus there. So that post says the most effective way to build a brand is with content marketing. And there is everything that you're saying is centered around what I just said there, right? So, like, you're putting your presence out on Facebook, you're getting in front of a camera, you're building your presence online and that stuff, that's all content. And the best way to build a brand, no matter what branding you are, it doesn't matter if you are a wholesaler, if you're a fix and flipper, rehabber, doesn't matter. Like, anything that you do, putting content out there is the surefire way to build your brand. And that's exactly what you were talking about too, is, like, you said, I changed my name to Roddy overnight and I just said, just watch. what were they watching? It's the content you put out, right? It's that content that you were putting out that build that Roddy personality. And I think that's something that people miss a lot. And it's not just, you know, people think it's just social media stuff. No, it's content. It's all the above content.
You know, I love this. To your point, if people, I love music. I'm a big fan of music. When you watch, especially we're growing up, right? Let's say early 20s, late teens, whatever, you would see somebody come out. And it was like their, what they call a freshman album.
Yeah.
And they're very new. And you could see they're new. And you could see that other people are packaging them, if you will. And then it's like the sophomore album where they come out and all of a sudden you're like, that's a little bit of a different look and a different feel. It's like they're evolving.
Yeah.
They're getting more control over who they are. They're getting more comfortable with who they are. Mm-hmm. And you're watching an artist. And then it's like, look at like a Drake or something.
Yeah.
It's like, look at like a Britney Spears or something. When they first came out, they were wet. Look at them now. They're like, I own this shit. This is what I do. And the power behind that, the confidence behind that is because they've evolved. And marketing is, in my opinion, the most powerful variable in anyone's business. I don't care what you sell, what you do. If no one knows who you are, you can't sell shit.
Yeah. I think that people need to take this approach, and we got to wrap it up here. I have to let you go, but we're going to bring you back on. So, because we could go in so many directions here, but the thing I think something to kind of wrap it up here that people need to understand is it doesn't matter if, again, it doesn't matter if you're a wholesaler, it doesn't matter if you're a fix and flip rehabber, it doesn't matter if you're a buy and hold person, a private lender, it doesn't matter. Marketing, your business should be built on the back of your marketing. And if it's not, you know, operations is important, personnel is important, systems are important, like all that stuff's important. But marketing is the way that you actually get business to come your way. Sales is kind of like this integration with marketing. And I've had John Martinez on here before when we talked about the integration of sales and marketing. But a lot of times there's when sales and marketing crosses over, it's a lot more marketing than it is sales, and people think it's sales. But marketing is the foundation of how your business will actually grow. And people, I get all the time, I'm sure you hear this too, like those guys that say, you know, we're not good on Facebook, we're not good in front of the camera, that kind of thing. A lot of times they'll say, yeah, but it's word of mouth. Like I get all my business word of mouth. What? That's still marketing. Word of mouth is still marketing. So you have to understand
that. People don't realize, and I know you got to go. And again, I can go all day long too, but people don't realize, like, if you have solid marketing consistently, you created your own brand awareness. When people reach out to you, text you, DM you, private message you, call you, whatever, the deal's done, right? It may not be, on the sales aspect, it may not be that day, but it's done. They will call you when they're ready. Mm-hmm. So your marketing, you have to think this way, your marketing is the future of your business, right? It's creating a long line of clients down the line.
Yeah.
Your sales is what you need today and this week and this month. Big difference in my opinion. Big difference. And maybe Martinez disagrees, that's fine. But for me, in my experience, is my marketing leads to the future of my business. I'm set, dude.
Love it.
I'm set. Everybody knows that this is my space and I created that consciously. So now when people call, it's about what do you need right now though? How can I help you right now?
Yeah.
Is it something you're planning for next month? No problem. Call me next month. And then what happens? It's the hamster wheel. It's like people are getting on and off the ride. That's all marketing is people getting on and off the ride all day, every day, 365.
And they may go around three or four times.
Yes.
And they may go around once.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that are stuck like, I got to close them. Never, ever think that shit. We are in a relationship business, right? You are there to help these individuals because they respect you enough to call you.
Yep.
And you know that it may not be today, but they will come back later. And you kid glove, white glove them all the way through. You show value. You're authentic in your marketing. You show value in your marketing. You give education or freebies in your marketing. They will come.
Absolutely. Man, mic drop right there. We're going to wrap it up there. That was good stuff, man. I appreciate
Boom.
That. That was incredible. So,
Ryan, wake up, everybody.
I appreciate you being on the show, man, taking time. I know we went a little over time, and I appreciate you being willing to jump on, but we're going to have you back again soon. If somebody wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way to make it happen? We got the Lamar billboard there. What's the best way for somebody to get in contact with you, learn more about what you got going on?
All right. The rehabdepot.com is for all the education, training, and consulting and boot camps. MyREIPM.com is our new rehab software platform that we've built out for rehabbers. You can catch me on Instagram at Legendary Flipper. You can catch me on Facebook everywhere. And then obviously, here's the number. Write this down. 847 899-5713. If you need the baddest dog on your side, don't hire a poodle. Call out loud.
That's awesome. Hire the Roddy. All right. Hire the Roddy. Guys, everything that he talked about there is going to be linked in the description below. So make sure you go check that out. Ryan, appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much for being on. We'll have you back soon.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you, man.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining in and listening today. Again, if you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the REI Marketing Weekly. Share this around with your friends, your pals. The show is growing significantly faster than I thought it was going to, so that's incredible. Good. Thank you, every single person that's listening. And then make sure you are checking out REI.video. REI.video is where you can have your own video shot. We talked about video content today and how Ryan's doing his. Send those raw footage over to REI.video. We'll produce it, edit it for you, do all the heavy lifting.
I think Josh offers an amazing service. I mean, because I'll put it to you this before we end. When I was in business, I didn't know how to edit, right? I still don't want to edit. I don't have time for that shit. Yeah. So my point is having an outlet like Josh, take him up on it, man. Take him up on it.
Appreciate you. I'm going to clip that out, and that's going to be a micro ad. All right, guys. Always being resourceful with your content, right?
Absolutely, brother.
You guys, check again, REI.video. Make sure you use coupon code FIRSTVID at checkout for 50% off your first video. Thank you so much for joining in today, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. See you later.